White, J.E. White, Emma. Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. January 21, 1895. Dear Son Edson and Emma White, we left Granville 1 week ago last Monday, as I have written you, coming to this place for the purpose of obtaining rest in riding around the country in a two-wheeled trap. And as we had two boats at our service, we thought we could row upon the water and see the lake, which is reported very beautiful. I have stepped on the ground only once to take a short walk with May Lacey. The rain commenced to fall that night, and it has rained softly most of the time. Sabbath was more favorable. Brother Colson's family and brother and sister Shepherd, a young married couple, are here. He has been tent master while the meetings have been held in the big tent. 40 are now keeping the Sabbath. 31 names are on the church covenant, and others are keeping the Sabbath. But it is not best to hurry them, for they move very slowly in this country. Some are involved in business, which takes time to adjust before they can take a decided stand. We had about 12 here on Sabbath. Brother and sister Lawrence, brother and sister Colson, he is a carpenter, brother McKnight, Bert Corliss, Maud Camp, May Lacey, and your mother. We had a profitable meeting. Sunday, it rained all day without much holdup. Monday, we thought would clear away, but at noon, it commenced afresh. Elder Corliss came to see me, and we had some talk in regard to the tent meetings and hiring a hall. There are some embracing the truth right along, and Corliss is working diligently. He does not preach except Sabbath and Sundays, and the other meetings are in the line of Bible studies. He is clear in presentation of truth. He is working in those newly come to the faith to act a part in Sabbath schools. Lula conducts a Sunday school, and 40 children, outside parties, attend, and the parents say that they learn more of the Bible since they attend these meetings than they have ever learned in the Sunday schools at the churches. The ministers are desperate and have, they claimed, swept the whole thing away, but it is there all the same. Brother Richardson is a noted temperance lecturer. Some place is assigned him to work, bearing responsibilities, and work is apportioned different ones. This is the best way to strengthen, establish, settle them. The great problem to settle is, where is the money coming from to pay the workers, the ones who are to visit, give Bible readings, and watch to improve every opportunity for private conversation with persons interested? I have had some money placed in my hands and shall have to appropriate some hundreds of dollars in this way. Brother Collins is a man qualified to do good work. He has stood by Elder Corliss's side, a collaborator with him. He has a power in his voice. It is full of sweetness and power. Brother Pallant is another helper. Brother Corliss boards him, and he receives no wages, but both these men have families that must be supported. I write Willie in Melbourne.